This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 114 of Sunday Supplement, which this week comes free with a copy of Izzy Lawrence.
Yay! I like to get copies of me done because they can do the washing up, but they do moan about it.
Now you know how I feel all the time.
It's just really annoying because all they do, you get a copy of me done, all they do is just sleep in my bed and tell me to piss off.
You've been using Calvin's box, haven't you?
Then they do really, really weird, kinky things. I'm not sure if that counts. I'm a bit scared.
It would be weird living with yourself, wouldn't it?
It would be horrible. I can barely live with myself.
I can barely live with myself either.
And it's not just the podcast that makes me say that. I'm an awful person.
You are frightful.
I am. But never mind. Hey, I'm stuck in here forever until I die. Which I'm not looking forward to. Are you looking forward to your own death, Simon?
I think it would be a blessed relief.
In theory it would be, but it's a bit like having a tooth extracted. Yes, it causes you a bit of jip, but the actual moment of it being extracted hurts like buggery. I don't know how much that would hurt, but I imagine quite a bit.
But one of your copies might know, one of the kinky ones.
I could try putting one of them to death. The trouble is...
I thought you said bugger one. You can't bugger yourself.
Oh, well, it's the sort of thing I'd do, though, if I was bored.
This has gone weird already. We're only a minute in.
Well, the thing is, we had a little short episode last week, so I feel we've got to make up for that.
Do we? Really?
Well, yes, I do.
Surely that was a blessed relief for our readers as well.
Well, no. We could actually offer that as a service. If you want a blessed relief from the podcast, we could become contract killers.
Or the other type of relief, we'll send one of Izzy's copies round.
Oh, yes. That'd be... Probably filthy. A bit more unusual, yes. It would be certainly filthy and deviant. However, so I think once you make enough copies of yourself, you are going to end up...
Well, essentially, I make a copy of myself thousands of times a day, don't I?
You make a coffee for yourself thousands of times a day, which explains why you're so irritable.
I was talking about sperm, not in my coffee, but in my balls, obviously. How many mini coffees...
I just love that. I love that, that you had to clarify... Not in my coffee. Not the sperm that I regularly put in my coffee. Not that sperm. That's not sperm.
Right. On which note did you get a newspaper?
Oh, not really. I got the News of the World. There's nothing in it. God. Nothing at all. There's a few pages that are going, oh, it's terrible. We uncover the fact that there are thousands of homeless veterans on British streets, these men of war. They've helped protect us. Right, on one page, they've got this whole thing about there are no help for these men. And on the other page, it's got benefit cheats. We've got to cut back on benefits. Benefits, yeah. People are evil. And you're just like, oh, my God.
The amazing cognitive dissonance of tabloids is amazing. That's why it's an amazing cognitive dick. Shut up, Simon. I got the Mirror, right, for the simple reason that I haven't had the Mirror for ages. And right. I don't think you've had the Mirror for ages.
I have. Oh, well, why would you?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out, won't we?
Oh, we will. We shall. Let's endeavour to do that. I'll just get one of my coffees to go make me a coffee and put some sperm in it, and then we'll crack on.
Be a latte.
Oh, no, Baldrick. No.
Let's cut things out and keep them then. This is where we get the best bits of our tabloid supplements. And I've remembered why I've never got the Mirror much. It's terrible. The supplement is called Celebs.
Slebs.
Slebs.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other ones in the week are rubbish.
Is it a glossy one or is it just one of those papery ones like you get with the People?
It's a mix.
It's a mix, so it's got a glossy cover.
No, it's kind of got really thin, cheap, glossy paper.
Yes.
Not like You, which is the supplement of the year. But that's only the reason it's supplement of the year, is because it's got nice paper.
That, and I think that it's not really the supplement of the year, because we've been doing this podcast for ages, and it's always been the supplement of the year.
Yeah, it doesn't specify which year.
No. 1978, supplement of the year.
Yeah,
let's
quite.
Crack on.
I'm like man of the year, 2044, but no one can prove otherwise.
Well, I say that's a bold statement.
I might not be alive in 2045. Let me just work it out.
Particularly not if I make a load of copies for myself and end up contract killing.
No,
to
true.
Earn a living.
Basically, what we're saying is both our papers are rubbish and we've got nothing to talk about. But we have to do a whole one as opposed to a half one like we did last week.
Yes, go on, Simon.
I am not joking, right? I read mine cover to cover three times looking for something interesting to talk about. And this is all I found. You're fired! And it's a picture of Alan Sugar pointing of The Apprentice. And the American readers might know that as The Apprentice with the man with the ice cream on his head. What's his name?
He's got his, like...
Donald Trump.
Trump, there you go. I was going to say Burt Bacharach, but that's not right.
And this is about celebrities who've been fired.
Out of a cannon.
Well, you'd hope, but no. Right, so it's celebrities who've been fired. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Last December, Madonna dropped the personal trainer responsible for her sculpted body, saying she had too much personal baggage. Ark, who's talking? That's one of the famous celebs that was sacked.
Madonna's trainer.
Yeah. Not her shoe.
No, that would be... You can't sack your shoe. If you put your shoe in a sack, you're just going wrong. You should put it on your foot.
Unless you're doing a sack race. And then,
ooh,
which
that's
case,
a point.
That's, yeah.
That's a very good point. So Madonna can't do a sack race?
No, Madonna's trainer can't do a sack race.
But she'd be in the mum sack race anyway, wouldn't she? I keep thinking that the sack race, where you're jumping in a sack and you're trying to get to the end. I get that confused with where you tie your leg round your dad's leg.
That's a three-legged race.
That's the three-legged race. So it's not like there's a child in the sack. That's not happening. It's
You've
not
got
like
a
the
serial
parents
killer.
Are jumping with the child in the sack, because that would be dangerous.
But this is the bit that was the good bit.
Go on, then.
The prize for the most ridiculous sacking goes to Paul Dannan, who played Sol in Hollyoaks.
What?
The Wally only went and got himself dropped as the lead role in Preston's panto of Jack and the Beanstalk after screaming, "Come on, make some motherfucking noise!" at the bewildered crowd.
That's brilliant. That's almost like during them. I did Oxford Skeptics in the Pub. Oxford Skeptics in the Pub is quite good because it's based in Oxford, so you get a lot of professors and
Oxford
lawyers.
Oxford Skeptics in a Pub is based in Oxford.
I know.
Wow.
So, but
next, like, you'll be telling me it's in a pub.
I know it is, but that doesn't detract from the amount of intellect. Like, you can hear brains humming in there. It's quite a thing. And halfway through the talk, I said Judica.
You're eluding the fact. You need to give me a cut out and keep.
Okay, well, randomly opening fabulous.
No, you have to have found one.
I found this one. It is Dr. Hillary, and he's got a really nice picture of himself leaning on the page, which is very, very clever of him. And they photoshopped in a shadow and everything. Mm. And I just thought this was quite nice because it says smoking can cause gum disease. So
that's brilliant. You've essentially just entered a cigarette packet into Sunday
supplement. I didn't know
that.
I didn't know that.
Why not? Why wouldn't it cause gum disease?
Why wouldn't it? Why?
You put it near your gums. Else.
What annoys me about, and it doesn't annoy me really, because I know smoking's bad and it's horrible and it's bad, it is. But on the packets, right, of cigarettes, you have a picture of some lungs. Mm. And next to it, you have a picture of some really, like, tarred up lungs, some horrible lungs. But they're both photographs of lungs that says you don't want your lungs to look like this. Lungs causes badness, that sort of thing. Mm. But they have got a picture of two lungs. Now, once you're dead, does it matter what your lungs look like? I mean, both of those lungs are cut out of a dead person.
Yeah.
So I keep thinking the other one could have been smoking and having fun.
Yeah, but if you compare the brain of a dead person who just died naturally with the brain of a dead person who shot himself in the head, yeah, they're still both dead brains.
They are still both dead.
But, you know, but one is more preferable than the other.
Really?
Surely.
Well, no, it depends how... What if the guy with the lungs, right, he shot himself in the head? Or what if the other guy, even though he had really, like, horrid lungs, died from a bus crash? You should be told these things.
No, the point is, it's a graphical illustration of what your lungs look like now whilst you're smoking, isn't it?
Ah.
What you're doing there is you're comparing watching porn to the act of mopping up afterwards.
It's not really what I'm doing. And remember, Simon, the advantage of being a lady is there's not much mopping up. Thank you.
Let's play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines from her newspaper, one of which she's made up, and it is my job to decide which one is the farcical out of all of the articles, hence the name, Article or Farcical.
Now, Simon, are you ready to play Article or Farcical?
Yes.
Good. Readers, are you ready to play Article or Farcical? Well, we're going to play anyway, so shut up. Right, number one. Is this an article or is this a farcical? Measles from scratch.
As in someone got scratched and got measles?
No, as in this is all about measles and the disease of measles and how you can avoid it. It's a Dr. Hillary one. Yay!
Does he say vaccines by any chance?
He does. He recommends vaccines.
Good for him.
Because, yes.
Because he's not Jenny McCarthy.
Because he's not an idiot and doesn't want to kill babies.
We should stress, for legal reasons, we don't think Jenny McCarthy does want to kill babies.
No, it's just that...
That's just
the
inevitable
result.
Outcome of her stance.
Well, yeah, not just her stance.
No, literally, she's the only person in the world who doesn't think vaccines are any good.
Number two. Not that she's a shit, so I'm not saying that. Number two. Journey to the eats.
The eats?
Yes, the eats.
I don't understand.
Well, it should be Journey to the East because it's about an article in Japan, but they've been eating, like, clams, which are alive. It's the worst written article I've ever read in my life. Literally, it's like, and then me and my girlfriend went to Japan and then we ate some clams and it was really nice. And they have funny voices here. Instead of staying still alive, they said, stir arrive. Ha!
Yeah, so it's like a school report.
Yeah, it is literally. Then me and my mum went to get an ice cream and it's really bad. Anyway, number three. Who'd make a pass at this?
Who'd make a pass at this? I see, like the Volkswagen.
Exactly the Volkswagen. They're saying it's ugly. Yeah?
Yeah, but then all cars are ugly, really.
No. Some cars are beautiful. Some cars are like Alan Rickman on wheels.
Yeah, I'm going to actually retract everything I just said about cars, because some cars are beautiful. Not the ones that look like Alan Rickman. They'd be rubbish cars.
There would be many places to sit. But I suppose you could just, like, you know, hold on to his nose. I want to sit on Alan Rickman's face. You're right. And finally, number four. Is this an article or is this a farcical? Lovely shrubbery.
Oh, God. Is that titchmarsh?
I thought that was really good. No, it's lovely just a gardening column about shrubbery. You've got to love lovely shrubbery, surely. I thought that'd be right up your street. I thought you were going to laugh at that one.
Doesn't rhyme.
Lovely shrubbery.
And it should be lubberly.
Lubberly shrubbery.
Because he says lubberly jubbly, doesn't he? So it should be lubberly shrubbery.
Yeah, but it's not. It's lovely shrubbery. Which, as you know, it tickles me. It tickles me.
What shrubbery does? We shouldn't sit on it.
Oh, imagine if you could have shrubbery shaped like Alan Rickman's face. You could sit on it. I'm a bit obsessed with...
Sorry, are you talking about your bush now? I'm confused. Right, so my inclination is lovely shrubbery is the one that you've made.
Why?
Up.
Why?
I don't know. The others seem like they could be articles with rubbish headlines, whereas the one I think you've made up seems like a rubbish article with a good headline.
Fine. You'll be pleased to know, readers, that Simon is wrong. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
lovely shrubbery
so well
is a
recently.
Real article. And so Izzy wins. Izzy is a genius. Do you want to know which one I made up?
I don't know. You could just say that every week. I could every week get the right one. And you could go, no.
You could go out and buy the
no,
music
I can't.
The world.
That's the annoying thing. I can't.
You could go out and find one in a bin, because that's where you live, in a bin.
So which one is the farcical?
Which one do you think?
I've told you which one I think it was.
Okay, well, of the remaining three.
Passat.
Oh, you think it's Passat? You're wrong, Simon. You're wrong.
Then
so it's
measles.
Between... Yeah. So if I'd given you an option of just those two, Journey to the Eats and Measles from Scratch, you'd have picked correctly. However, Measles from Scratch was the one I made up, so well done, Izzy. Izzy wins. Izzy's quite happy now. Izzy's going to go and make a shrubbery of Alan Rickman's face.
It's time to delve into our mailbag.
Yeah.
Our mailbag, our shared one.
We have a shared Hotmail account, don't we? And you can write to it at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com like these people did. I have a letter here complaining. It's a complaint letter, Simon.
Oh, okay.
It says, Dear Sir and Madam. I don't know if I'm the sir and you're the madam or which way around that is, but it says, I need to be entertained from Wimbledon through to Paddington every day. Normally I get to Hammersmith, but last week I didn't even make it that far. You owe me a Mars bar, which I had to buy at Earl's Court in order to cheer myself up. Do your jobs properly, or I shall leave a nasty review on iTunes. And it then says, love from Angus Oakley. So, sorry, Angus.
I got confused initially because I thought he meant he needed some entertainment between the end of Wimbledon coverage and the start of Paddington, which used to be on about quarter past three on CBBC. Oh. I thought, oh, come on, there must be a cartoon on.
Marmalade sandwiches. I'll tell you what, Angus, if we ever meet, I will buy you a Mars bar.
I won't.
No, Simon won't. Simon doesn't have any pocket money, so he'll probably just give you a fun-sized one and then buy you a Mars bar.
Dear Izzy,
yes,
I have just bought a kitten, and in honour of the podcast, I have decided to name her Stalin.
How does that honour the podcast?
Trotsky.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Trotsky is currently under several jumpers in a drawer.
Was that where you put him?
No. He's just climbed in there whilst we've been doing the podcast. I've been watching him just ripping up my clothing. It's annoying.
It helps that she licks her whiskers after a putsch and seems to have a 5-year plan to eat the curtains.
So it is a 5-year, not a 7-year one. See, agreement, Simon.
There is a 7-year plan as well. That's from Diane. She agrees with you, but Wikipedia agrees with me.
See, Trotsky, although is a nasty character from history in general, being head of the Red Army and vanquishing the White Army and being head of the group that killed the Tsar, you kind of think he's slightly nicer than Stalin.
Yeah, until he poos in your jumpers.
Yeah, that's true. And he does, you know, he came in with a flea the other day. He had his drops, but I don't like fleas.
Has he had his balls chopped yet?
No, not yet. That was the middle of the month.
Right.
He's going to have those lopped off.
If you want to win Trotsky's balls, all you need to do is write to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Trotsky's balls. That would be horrible. Imagine receiving that in the post.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer, which you tried to preempt by cheating in Cut Out and Keep, because you're a cheat.
Oh my gosh, I just saw something. I went to the back of Fabulous to see how many pages it was in preparation, because you're going to choose it. And it says the last word. This is a little article. I think it might be by Cut Out and Keep. I'm doing everything backwards. It just says hump day. Noun, Wednesday, when you're over the hump of the week.
That's rubbish. I actually think there should be a hump day, don't you think?
Yes.
There should be a hump hour on hump day where a siren just goes and whoever you're closest to, you have to hump.
That's basically just inciting rape, isn't it?
No, because as a society, you would agree to it, obviously. It's a democracy. God.
No, see, that's not good.
No, really.
I'm going to sound like a libertarian here, but just because it's state-sanctioned, it's still rape. No, what I say is this. There should be a humph day.
Oh, yeah, like most of my days. A humph.
No, like Humphrey Littleton Day, where you just go around making fun of Lionel Blair.
Right, okay. I have got celebs on Sunday, or home and leisure.
I'll go for celebs, because that's like the main one. That's like the meaty, that's the gristle.
There's a picture of Tara Palmer Tomkinson.
God, what is she doing with her life? I really don't care. Fuck off.
And you can choose between page 1 and page 50.
14.
14, right. Okay. I bet that hasn't got a number on it.
You can count. Use your fingers and your toes.
I haven't got 14 fingers, have I?
And your toes. I said and your toes. You could use your thing as well.
That would be 21. See, I can add up. Craig Fairbrass. The first time I met Stallone, I was in my boxer shorts. Do you know who Craig Fairbrass is?
Off the top of my head.
The only reason I know who he is because he's in the film Cliffhanger.
Oh, I've seen that film.
And he's the bad guy who kicks Stallone in the balls and makes a really bad football joke.
Yeah.
That's who he is. I think he was in The Bill.
Has he got quite thin eyes?
Tell you what he looks like. He looks a bit like a good-looking Jeremy Kyle.
Oh.
Did you see that video on YouTube this week of Jeremy Kyle getting an envelope thrown at his head viciously?
No, what's that?
Go and look it up, it's funny.
Okay, I'll do that. Homework. Well, I've already done hump day. I think that should do you. But it's 174 of Fabulous, and I'm not going to count the number of pages.
14.
14. Oh, for God's sake.
See, I'm original.
Oh, no. Do you know what I think it is? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 12, 30. Oh, that's 30. No, it is an eBay advert. For a horrible moment, I thought it was going to be, she's a VIP, a very indiscreet person.
Oh, I thought that was on the back page.
No. I told you it was on the back page, hump of the day. I don't think it's hump of the day, is it? I think it's just hump day.
So they haven't turned Amanda Holden's column into hump of the day at the back?
No, they turned it into Fabulous Does Afternoon Tea with Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, I like Claudia. Oh,
I like Claudia as well. She says, I'm like a cat. If I don't nap, I'm no fun. But just above Claudia's beaming face is the words hump day, which has made my day. Hump day.
Let's flop out the humdongers then and measure them up for size.
Well, you're not going to beat mine because I've got from page 69 to 78,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Now you're expecting like, oh, it's going to be annoying thing about soaps or the X Factor or something. No, just adverts.
Really?
Wall to wall, nothing in there except adverts from 69 to 78. And oh my goodness, I got angry. My job is to look in these papers to see if there's anything. And literally just going through, just going, there is nothing in here.
You say job. It's like 20 minutes a week.
Shut up. It's a real job. Don't tell my mum.
I have got Where Anne's Hair Goes, the Celebs Follow. Now, I am aware that most newspapers hate, or used to hate, Anne Widdecombe and poke fun at her looks and whatnot. But now that she's on Strictly Come Dancing and she's the nation's favourite.
Is she?
Apparently.
She's no John Sargent.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it. But apparently all the celebrities have copied her haircuts over the years that they previously were mocking for having no style.
I think the Beatles might have copied her haircut. You know, the black one.
The Black Beetle? There wasn't a Black Beetle, is he?
You're so racist.
No, I'm not racist. There was no black member in the Beatles, was there?
I don't know. I never looked at their members. Boom.
Apparently Gwen Stefani has borrowed Anne's look. I don't think this is true, you know.
I think it'd be quite cool to go and see a play like Kafka.
Yeah.
And instead of waking up as a Beatle, you woke up as Ringo.
What's that got to do with Anne Widdecombe? I'm talking about Anne Widdecombe.
I just think it'd be funny just going, oh no, I've woken up as Ringo. Nobody's going to believe
me. Is that your Ringo Starr impression? Also, well, accent, I win.
The thing about the Beatles, I can't do it now. I sound like I'm from Birmingham. Hang on. I could do George Harrison. Well, the thing about the Beatles.
No, you can't.
Oh, fuck you. I'm sleepy. This has gone on too long. Let's just get to the thing. I win.
No, I win. You did an accent.
I'll see you over the bloomin' music.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and I'm quite happy for you to win because the mirror's
rubbish.
To be
honest, Simon, I don't care. Trotsky's yawning.
We've bored a cat. He has no concept of tabloid supplements, but he's still bored.
I think you can bore most cats at anything. You can show them like James Bond films. You can show them exploding things they get quite interested in.
I knew a cat once who was black with white paws. And he was never interested in the telly unless the snooker was on. And every time he saw a referee, he tried to attack it.
Was he the same about penguins?
No, because penguins don't have white paws. Because they're birds.
Good points. They have feet, but they are black feet, you're right.
They're yellow. Penguins have yellow feet.
They have orange feet if they're king or emperor.
Oh, I don't know. Does that mean if you're king, you have to have orange feet?
Yeah.
Does that mean Prince Charles when he finally kills the queen?
He'll have to paint his shoes. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, we're certainly not talking about our newspapers. I had nothing in mind.
I had nothing in mind. But I had a better quality of nothing, to be fair. Actually, how much did you pay for your nothing?
Oh, good point. Hang on. £1.
Oh, same here. Oh, damn it. Damn.
I know how we can solve this.
Ah.
Who has got the best pun on the back page on sport?
On sports. The back page. Oh, I've got quite a good one. I got Red Socked.
Oh, I've got Roy can socks it to the Yanks.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's the same paper.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the News of the Mirror.
Or the Mirror of the World. Oh, that sounds quite deep. Yeah. Quite deep. Like, you'd be a very good novelist if you're a mirror of the world.
If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave us a message on Facebook or on our website at sundaysupplement.com, or you can Twitter us.
Yes, if you want to follow Simon Dunn, not many people do, but no. If you do, it's @SiDunn, so SiGHDONE. Or you could follow me, like loads of people want to, because I'm lovely. It's ISZI_LAWRENCE. That's Izzy Lawrence.
Or you can leave us a review on iTunes. I don't know why I said it in that voice. It's like I was having a poo.
That's basically just went to DJ.
Yeah, that's the DJs just do broadcast from the toilet.
They do often want to poo, I imagine.
Yeah, statistically. So there we go. I think next week we're at Tam London. So
we are.
We will probably have some weird Tam London special going on.
Possibly, yes. I'll take my recorder and see if I can't, like, grope Stephen Fry or something.
You mean your sound recorder, not your...
No, I'm going to take that as well. I'm going to grope Stephen Fry with my instrument.
Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood, with kind permission.